Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. Today, we're going to be surfing the spiral waves, and that's my code words for today's show, which is going to be all about power and what kind of power energy is surfing through your space right now. Sometimes we have these power surges and we get all excited and we do all this stuff and, you know, all these things happen and you kind of make things happen. That's so exciting. And then we come across someone, another human who is really into power. And then you're like, oh. So as a super sensitive psychic person out there, we would like all of the energy that could be available to us to be available to us. So we don't want to cut ourselves off. So one second, I might be a little powerful. The next second, I'm just, you know, relaxing and enjoying my time. You know, it's like we like to jump around. And I think that's why I originally called the show Surfing the Psychic Waves is because, you know, sometimes we want to be really intense and other times we want to be really relaxed. And other times we're into healing and other times we're into, you know, cleaning out every chakra, you know, until it's perfect, which I don't recommend. And that can't really happen because we're already perfection. But anyway, that's another concept. But today we're going to be surfing these spiral waves. And what that will help us do is use that geometric shape of the spiral to reach out to our great central sun and then also to the center of the earth. And some of the energy that we find today in our spaces will not be in present time, which means that we need to release it. And you might find that you're a little attached. And if you're attached, that's okay. But we want to be able to say hello to that energy. And sometimes we like certain little power pieces in our space. Sometimes we like that little feeling of being all powerful. And I kind of think about it as if you're singing in the shower and you think you're singing fantastic and, you know, all the acoustics are just right. But you might feel powerful in that moment, but you know you're not, you know, a qualified singer. But anyway, it's something about that that I think as a psychic person, you want to have all the options open. And then there are other folks that really kind of have a very small view of what power could be. To me, it's like any other energy. It can change and it can grow and it can become something else. So you're not kind of stuck in that power mode. And so the more I talk, the harder it's going to get. So we want to climb into that space on top of our head. Usually we crawl into that space behind our eyes, in the sixth chakra, center of the head. But we want to climb up to the top, the crown chakra. And it kind of looks like a little crown, you know, little points and stuff. And it's kind of movable and changeable. Sometimes we see that crown chakra as vibrating out of gold. It might have a different color for you today. But as I talk, I'd like you to just notice you can sit there as a spirit on top of your head. And you just might enjoy that space. You don't need to do anything about it, but we're going to light a whole bunch of energy up in your space. So we want to get a little more comfortable with that seventh chakra. And we're looking at our own energy in this exercise today. And we want to be able to say hello to all the different pieces of power that are floating around in your space. And we don't need to make ourselves wrong or get into judgment. We want to be able to say hello. And I've talked about this many times before, is that if you can say hello to an energy, then it's not scary. You're acknowledging the energy, and then you can figure out what you'd like to do with it. Usually we're letting energy go back to the center of the earth. The earth is our friend. We know it very well in this lifetime, in this body that we have. But we've been in a great position to learn from the earth and all of the things the earth has seen humans do over eons. And then we have the sun. And so the sun is just always full of inspiration. It magnifies energy. And if you really want to be powerful, fire up those powerful waves, you want to bring in a lot of solar light and just, you know, give it a good blast. But before we get into all that, we will sort of set up our space, get our spirals of energy sort of running. We usually use like a column of light, but today we're going to use a spiral, and it just breaks up the energy a little bit differently. It's a little more humorous. It's not so serious. And I think that's where we sort of want to get to today. And you'll notice these dips in the waves of getting really serious and then really funny. So just take a deep breath. Notice that you could just hang out on top of your head. We're not even making a big push to ground just yet. But sometimes, you know, when you think about power, it can be power over someone or something or a group of people. Sometimes we think of it as power over something. And sometimes it can be power over the tiniest things, like a bake sale at school, or who makes the carpool, or anything to do with a big event like the seating chart of who's going to sit where. So sure, we can see, you know, in our news cycles around the globe, different leaders doing different things with their power. But it happens in our daily life too. And sometimes it's in these very small, tiny spots over who made the best cupcakes. So where's your power? And we're going to surf different aspects of this today, different colors, and we're going to see what we find. And so maybe you've been using your power in different ways. Sometimes we're excited about that, and other times we're like, I might have just taken a parking space that someone else was waiting for. So maybe you are queen of the parking lot. Maybe that's your thing. So we don't want to make it wrong, but we want to be able to notice that maybe there's a better expression of how I'd like to use my power. You know, sometimes we cut people off in traffic just because, or you justify it, and just because your car could fit in the available space. But, you know, maybe there's a better way to use your power. So I have a couple more examples for you. So one is about a dinner reservation. And this particular dinner reservation had so many emails behind it that like no one wants to go now. None of these people want to hang out. They don't want to go to dinner. They don't want to see each other for quite some time. They need to really cool off. And what was that all about? It was just going to dinner, having a social event. And then there's other examples, one I just came across with recently, where someone was deciding that someone wasn't worthy of contributing to a volunteer effort. And the more I find out more and more about this particular situation, I am finding that it's been going on for years. And basically, folks were being steered away from donating or volunteering just because they didn't have the right social status. Like, what? What am I piecing together here? Like, is it 1524 or 2024? Like, I'm very confused right now. So sometimes the power dynamics of just basic events can really get all mixed up. And so, of course, I was horrified. But there is other ways to sort of manage that energy. Sometimes, you know, power sneaks up and we didn't know it was there. So sometimes it's just a surprise. So you want to notice right now, as I'm talking, where you're feeling it. Do you feel it in your body? Do you feel it around in your aura? Is it moving through your space? Do you feel a pressure on top of your head? Is it in the front or the back of your head? Is it in the back of the aura? Is it side to side, front and back? Is it below your feet? And we'll get to that part in a moment. So sometimes power comes with a buddy, a friend. And that's always fun. So you might be focused on justice, but really it's power and justice coming together. And sometimes we think, you know, it has something to do with money, like these dinner reservations. And no, it's about power and money. And then sometimes it's about power and status in the community. So it gets complicated very fast. And this is why we're going to go into meditation in a second. And so we want to invite some of our spirit guides that help us out all the time. When you look at bigger concepts like this, it's okay to not be by yourself. You can invite some of your guides along for the ride. They can help you out. They can be there with you in meditation. And we want to be able to invite others to watch the energy, because sometimes we can sort of understand a concept because the guide is there and we're kind of looking through their eyes sometimes. And so we kind of want to be open to that. So you might notice different spirit guides show up at different times in today's meditation. And then we also want to use the energy of a spiral. So a spiral coming out of the top of your head and a spiral going from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. And then it'll flow through your space that way. So you'll get a lot of swirly energy around you. And then if the spirit guides don't quite surface, you might notice other historical figures surface. And so in different parts of the world, different eras and historical events that had to do with a lot of power, we may be tied to those events through our past lives. So you may be relaxing into other power sources from other lifetimes. And that's fun too. But, you know, it depends. Is it over a bake sale or a parking spot? Or are you trying to lead lots of people through really beautiful, transformative experiences? So we want to be kind of looking at where we use our power, how we'd like to use it, and what is current in 2024 for you. So let's just take a deep breath. We want to notice this crown chakra on top of our head, and I'd like you to be there as a spirit. And if only a little bit of you was there before, you can let a lot of you be in the top of your head, that crown chakra. And I'd like you to just notice the aura around you. As I was talking about power, was your energy getting very close to the body or very spread out? That's always interesting. Was it making some other shape? So I'd like you to just allow that space around you to just sort of get closer to the body. And let's bring it in a light, nice light sphere. We're going to use a gold energy on the outside of our aura, because we're looking at our own power right now, other powerful influences that might have been in our lives. But this is just for you. We're not thinking about all the other people and what they're doing with their power. All we want to know is what you're doing with yours. So just take a deep breath and notice where you went when I said that. And are you back in your crown chakra? That's what you want. Also, that crown chakra can be very big right now. Might cover most of the top of your head. That's fine. So I'd like you to notice what happens when you connect to the center of the earth with the spiral grounding cord. You might notice it might look like a set of stairs going down to the center of the earth. It might be a spiraling sort of ladder. might be a swirl of energy all the way to the center of the earth. I'd like you to notice that you can receive earth energy this way as well, through that spiral into the first chakra at the base of the spine. That first chakra has a lot to do with survival and survival as a human. It's so complicated sometimes, but when you think about power and the top of your head, it's like they actually go together. So you might notice some interesting things going on with your spine today as we make our way through the chakras, but the crown chakra is where most of the power stuff happens, but not all of it. So I'd like you to notice that earth energy flowing up the soles of the feet, flowing into that first chakra at the base of the spine. It's creating a very nice looping action, especially with all those spirals going on. And that earth energy starts to bubble up the spine. It might be looping around in another spiral along that spinal column. You might notice that earth energy making its way through the second and third chakra, then the fourth chakra at the heart, fifth chakra at the throat, sixth chakra center of the head, and at the top of the head. You might notice some of that earth energy will flow over the shoulders, down the arms, and out the palms of the hands. Great. Great. Okay, so that spiral to the center of the earth, it might come with a color. You might see all sorts of colors. It might look like a rainbow right now. It might just keep going back to gold, and that's okay. And then from the top of the head, I'd like you to imagine a spiral that starts. It's going to go out to our sun that we see every day. I'd like you to notice how buoyant and flexible that spiral is out to the center of the sun. And somehow when we connect to the sun in a column of light, it just sort of seems like we're connecting to the surface of the sun, but somehow with the spiral, we go right in. Not sure how that works, but that's how I kind of see it. So just notice that spiral might have different loops than what you saw with that connection to the earth. You might notice the sun is more than happy to say hello back through all that spiraling energy back to your crown chakra. That solar light comes through your space, through all the back channels of the spine, through the back channels of all of our energy centers, down to the base of the spine, and it'll start to flow up the spine and out the top of the head. And some of that solar light will continue through the arms and out the palms of the hands. And some of that solar light will flow through the legs. You might notice different spiraling energies around you. Some of that spiraling energy from the sun will flow through your space and all the way through the grounding cord, all the way back to the center of the earth. So just notice the different colors going through your space. And I'd like you to take another look at that crown chakra at the top of the head. Is it big enough? Is it big enough for you? That crown chakra, if you had all the power in the world, what would your crown chakra look like? You want to ask yourself this question because you might need it one day. You might need to know that answer. Sometimes when we think of the crown chakra, it really looks like a crown. It has all this stuff around the crown that's like ornamental. So you want to notice what kind of symbols might be on that crown, how the energy flows. Is it undulating around the crown chakra? who else is up there with you? Sometimes if we're around a powerful person in our lives, in our daily life, in our work life, sometimes that other person's energy might be hanging out in our crown chakra, but it might be somewhere else. So for just now, I'd like you to think about what else is going on with your crown chakra. Do you notice other colors that don't seem like you? Do you notice that some of the energy might be concentrated towards one area of the crown chakra? I kind of think of the crown chakra a little bit like a compass. So front and back, side to side. Is there more energy in one section than another? Do you feel that crown chakra is sort of pointy? Do you feel like it's flat? Is it a big square? Is it like you're wearing a hat? What's going on there? And as you're looking at that, I'd like you to just say hello to any spirit guides that might be coming to your aid. When you're in this state, sort of thinking about power and what that looks like for you, you might notice the guides seem a lot bigger. They might be your size. You might notice your spirit guides are showing you their different energetic power energies they might have on top of their head or around their etheric body. Great. So as you're thinking about this crown chakra, you have your guides around, I'd like you to think about the room that you're in. Just for now, just this room that you're in. Is your crown chakra in the room that you're in right at the moment? The loudest energy in the room. And if you notice that there's other things in the room that are pulling your attention, I'd like you to just ground whatever that is back to the center of the earth. Sometimes we have lots of crystals hanging around or other psychic stuff, and, you know, it accumulates energy and it might be grabbing a little attention away. But right now, as you're listening to this meditation, it's just you, your crown chakra, your spirit guides. You're the one on top of your head. This would be a great place for you to be the highest form of energy in the room. And you can be showing everything in the room that you're in all of your power, or at least the power that you know of right now. So every once in a while, we want to do this where we can feel like we are the most powerful thing in the room, even if it's just for ourselves. We don't want to experiment with this, you know, in the middle of a conference hall for something else. But we do want to experiment on our own of what that feels like, because we want to be able to be powerful in our own space, in our own body, in our own aura, our own energy. And if you're the only one in the room right now, and you're letting yourself be as powerful as you can be, you have your spirit guides there, you have the sun there, you have the earth there, you can sort of let yourself experience that powerfulness. And like I say, some of the power part of the energy may be 100% yours. Or maybe it's not. And so how much of the power that you're experiencing right in the moment on top of your head is yours? Maybe you see a percentage. Maybe you can see some other graphic that pops up out of the top of your head. What's going on there? You might notice different pressures on top of your head, front and back, side to side. And if you were to experience that crown chakra with all the power it can hold, that's all of yours, what would that look like? Would it look like a spiral out to the sun? Would it look like a different shape? All of that's okay. Would there be streams of energy coming out of your crown chakra that are going everywhere in the universe? Or would it look like something else? Just notice as you say hello to that crown chakra that you'll notice these other things are sort of leaving your space. You don't really need to notice what they are, but as your crown chakra builds energy, other things start to fall away. And that could go right back to that spiral grounding cord back to the center of the earth. And you might notice that other energies flow right back to the sun. So either direction is okay today. What we're looking for is that space where you can notice that crown chakra and it can feel good. You might notice that crown chakra might come with a color. And if you can't quite gravitate towards one, you might want to start with a lavender color, a light purple, very translucent. And just have it start to move to a gold energy on top of your head. Just take a deep breath. Notice how your body's feeling. You might feel little wisps of freedom, like flowing through your space that you may not have felt in a while. Sometimes letting yourself have the vibration of being powerful just in your own energy starts to loosen up other spaces where we've been rigid or shut down or quiet or shy or uncomfortable. So you might notice that just saying hello to the crown chakra is changing all the other chakras too. So from that space of top of the head, I'd like you to imagine you're looking at that first chakra at the base of the spine. Maybe it has a certain color. Maybe it's releasing a lot of different energy having to do with survival or places where power was used differently than you had ever seen before, and that was kind of scary. And so kind of in that first chakra, what we're looking for is the surprise of power, the shock of some powerful force that's triggering some of that survival energy. So we think of nature as being powerful, but usually when nature is showing its power, we're not in the same type of survival we're in than when another human does it. So if there was a goal for what you were going to be doing with your power, you would want to think back to the earth, to nature, to kind of that cosmic experience of what power is. You want to emulate that. Throughout many, many lifetimes, we have noticed other people's power, other humans, other lifetimes, other eras. And it might have been a good idea at the time. So if you notice any sort of historical information coming up, that might be because we're looking at the second chakra now. And that second chakra has a lot to do with art, creativity. Any of the creature comforts, any of those feelings that we have deep within the gut. That second chakra is just below the navel. It's connected to all sorts of other organs in the body. It's definitely an emotional space. And so sometimes power comes with a whole bunch of emotions. And, you know, maybe that's not always the right approach. Or maybe it is. I don't know. But just notice on top of the head, that second chakra, what it looks like. Any places that have tried to exert their power over your second chakra of creativity. And taking care of yourself and enjoying creature comforts around you. Any manipulations of feelings, I'd like you to just release that back to the center of the earth. You don't really need to look at every single situation. You could just be like, oh, that blob of energy, that's going back to the center of the earth. The nice part about working from the crown chakra, it's a lot less detail-oriented. So you don't need to get into all the stories. Although sometimes it's kind of fun, and that's because we're looking at the third chakra. So the crown chakras usually jump ahead. So they're looking at things before I can even say them. So the third chakra, the solar plexus, has a lot to do with dream time, astral projection, astral space. Any dream interpretation has a lot to do with that energy experience that we have throughout our day. Feeling energetic doesn't necessarily come with feeling powerful, but it could. So I'd like you to look at that space. Sometimes having command over our dreams makes us feel very powerful. Other times there's other people that are like, oh, I had a dream last night, but I don't remember it and I don't care. And that's fine. And other people really want to get into that space, know what's going on there, know all the pieces of information required to handle a third chakra. You might notice that third chakra, the solar plexus, might be a little bit bigger right now, might be smaller than you're used to. And sometimes it's because during our day, we might feel more powerful being in our body, and that might be in that third chakra that we're using throughout our day, especially in the workspace. Sometimes we use that third chakra space to get all sorts of stuff done. But other times, there's this sort of bouncing around that we're doing. And so sometimes you can be very effective just being in your crown. Other times you have to get in there, third chakra, and the physicality of it all really needs to come out. So just notice that space, any sort of elements of power from the past or even hopes for the future. Might be hanging out in that third chakra. Any sort of elements of time and control over time might be hanging out here in that third chakra. Sometimes folks want to control your movements. I'm not sure why, but that whole power construct is very interesting when we're all able to say hello to our own bodies so you can get it back at any time. So no matter what happened in the past, you could be like, oh, wait, this is my third chakra. And this is my body. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do for my body or my dream time. Sometimes you experience this in those high intensity meetings where even your body is sort of matching the energy of what's going on in the room. And there's like minute by minute choices you're making about what to do with your energy. So you're not found out because you're probably the psychic in the room. And it just goes on from there. So I'd like you to notice from that crown chakra that you're bringing in all sorts of spiraling solar light into your space. And if it feels good now, you can fire up that third chakra in the solar plexus full of that solar light. So your body can just take a breath. That in this room that you're in, you're the most powerful being and you can do whatever you want with your body. Just take a deep breath. Don't even need to get mad. It's just awareness. And then the fourth chakra at the heart. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's remember that we are looking at these chakras from the top of our head. It's a neutral space. We have earth and cosmic energies flowing through our spaces in these spirals. You have lots of spiraling energy around that aura. That aura is close to the body. You have your spirit guides here. And I'd like you to ask those spirit guides to allow a fourth chakra healing or a healing of the heart or any information about love has gotten mixed up with power. And that's probably the easiest way I could say it. So sometimes things just get mixed up. And at one point there was a little bit of power, and at one point there was a little bit of love, and everything got all mixed up. So I'd like you to just release that energy. It can be from the past. It can be from lifetimes ago. It can be anticipating some future event. Hasn't even happened yet. Sometimes we're way out into the future in our fourth chakra at the heart. So just release any of that energy that isn't in present time. That heart chakra has its own power, its own way of running energy. It connects you to other parts of the universe in so many amazing ways. Could crawl into that heart chakra, not on this meditation, but another one, and discover all sorts of other amazing things about the heart. And so anywhere you've been hiding what's going on in your heart chakra because of some power situation, you could just release that back to the center of the earth. The earth knows what to do with all that mixed up energy. I'd like you to breathe in a little more solar light into that heart chakra and really fill up with that solar light. We're amplifying the energy of the heart chakra. Great. Okay, here comes fifth chakra at the throat. So that clairaudience space that telepathic space at the throat is kind of really amazing. So sometimes when we are in a powerful position and we're using our power and we're telling people what to do, we are telling people what to do right into their head through those clairaudient channels or those telepathy channels. So I'd like you to just release any of that energy of where you're still telling somebody what to do and when and how years later when you don't even talk to them anymore. So just take a deep breath. Just notice every psychic has done this. We can't help it. We're like, ooh, I have all these tools. I'm going to use them. And then we go a little bananas. So I'd like you to just release any of that powerful energy that may not be in present time, may not be yours. You could have just been copying what somebody else did. I'd like you to release all of that power and control, or power and money, or power and status, or power and justice out of that fifth chakra at the throat. The fifth chakra has so many amazing things happening with it. That spiritual voice is so sacred that all we need to pay attention to is our own sacred voice, a voice that we hear in our head. And sometimes when we're telling everybody what to do and how to do it, in that clear, audient way, we're forgetting about our own presence in this whole communication. It stops being a two-way communication space. It only becomes one way. So I'd like you to release that energy of getting things a little confused, communication, getting all a wire. Just release that back to the center of the earth. All right. Center of the head, that sixth chakra. So we do lots of things with clairvoyance in this chakra. Sometimes our clairvoyant information that we receive can be very powerful. And then sometimes things get mixed up trying to communicate that. And sometimes we are showing pictures of energy to folks and it gets all mixed up. So I'd like you to just allow that sixth chakra energy, all the old pictures and energy of people, places, and things that are not from 2024, I'd like you to just release that back to the center of the earth. Sometimes we've given psychic readings or healings or done some other psychic stuff, and we're still in that energy. We're still in the middle of that ceremony. We're still talking to somebody in our head, showing them pictures of our favorite crystal. We want to let that go. And sometimes we want to be right. Sometimes we want that psychic reading to go so well that we get attached to the result or to the words, to the images, or to the interpretation between the sixth chakra and the fifth chakra. There's a lot of different things between clairvoyance and clairaudience that can get mixed up. So I'd like you to notice that you could just release any of that responsibility energy for your clairvoyant abilities and just release that back to the center of the earth. These are responsibilities that might be long over, lifetimes ago. You could just release that. We want to make room for more of it. We don't need to dwell on a reading that you gave in 1524. So just take a deep breath. Notice that you're in your crown chakra, looking at your sixth chakra, center of the head. And you're just releasing all sorts of energy. And I'd like you to start to fill up that sixth chakra, center of the head, with all sorts of solar light. So that center of the head can be filled up with golden sunlight. So once again, we're releasing that responsibility for what you might have seen or experienced in a clairvoyant situation. And if someone that's really into power, some other human that's really into getting people to feel responsible, then you can just tell your friendly neighborhood psychic that they're responsible for that reading, whatever they're doing. So I'd like you to just release that sort of transactional space that happens sometimes around clairvoyant energy. I'd like you to release it back to the center of the earth. Because here in your crown chakra, in this room that you're in, where you're all powerful, all on your own, all with your own energy, you can be as clairvoyant as you want. You can see it all. So just take a deep breath. Notice that space and the sixth chakra that's happening. That center of the head might be getting bigger and bigger. And even your crown might be bigger than your head right now. That's great. Totally okay. And then in that crown chakra, I'd like you to notice that there's all different little pockets of energy. Sometimes when somebody's very loud about their power, we don't know what to do with it. So we just leave it there, the crown chakra. Sometimes we cover it over. Sometimes we make it a weird color. So I'd like you to notice any energy that's hanging around the crown chakra of yours that's not in present time. That might be hiding. That might be far out in a layer of your aura, hoping it won't be found. And I'd like you to just release that energy back to the sun. We want to let that energy, wherever it came from, go back to the place it belongs. You might notice that crown chakra does another sort of wave of energy. Another surge is coming in. I'd like you to notice that crown chakra space. How big that crown is. What color is happening right now on the top of your head. Notice all the other places and time periods where you might have felt this crown chakra expansion before. I'd like you to say hello from this space to your spirit guides. I'd like you to notice where they are in your space, how big they are, where they like to hang out. And I'd like you to ask for a healing in the seventh chakra. We've moved a lot of energy out. We have filled up with earth and cosmic energy, but I like those spirit guides to help you with filling in with your own energy. Your spirit guides will help you with that creative freeing energy that's far above the head, above the crown chakra. These rings generate your own energy, your particular brand of energy. We're going to let those creative rings run for the rest of the day, but those spirit guides are going to help you bring it into the body now. Some of that newer, fresh, brand new you energy is coming into parts of the body, parts of the aura, different chakras that might need a little boost. They might need more energy because you've moved so many other pieces of energy out. When we move energy out, by the way, we don't lose any of the knowledge about it. So you don't ever have to worry about releasing energy. But sometimes we don't know that we're holding on to it in the first place. So any energy in the crown chakra where it seems rigid, it seems like you don't want to go there, that you can't look there, seems foggy, seems sharp, seems intense, or it seems like there's a structure that isn't yours. I like you to release that back to the center of the earth. Sometimes in our crown chakra, we have collected all sorts of symbols from other mystery schools that we've been a part of, which is always fun. But now we don't need all that. So I'd like you to just release any of those symbols. Sometimes they're sacred symbols. Sometimes they're like stickers of where you've been in the universe. You can just release that back to the center of the earth. What we'd like others to see is your energy on top of your head, like as much of your energy as possible. And while we wouldn't consider that powerful, it is a very powerful thing to do to have your energy on top of your crown chakra hanging out there for all to see. It sounds a little revolutionary, but we have done this already in our lifetimes and many lifetimes over. So for today, we were taking this little snapshot of enjoying that space of power all on our own for no reason. There wasn't a bake sale. You didn't have to make the perfect cupcake. You could just let that power flow. So I'd like you to notice the spiral of gold energy around your aura, circling around your body. It's going well below your feet and well above your head. Internally, in your body space, from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, we've been using a spiral, and I'd like you to change that to a column of light. Just sort of notice the difference. Might seem like, oh, that's really different. And then from the top of your head, that crown chakra, I'd like you to connect to the sun again, only this time with the great big golden sun column of light. That column of light might go all the way into the center of the sun. That's great. All right. So I'm going to leave you here in the capable hands of Venus Andrecht on InFlow Radio. tips for surfing the psychic waves with me today on InFlowRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by InFlowRadio.com, the best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.